This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, March 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Hormuz closing pushes fertilizer prices up. New tariffs challenged in court. And Mullen takes over for Noem at DHS. President Donald Trump's suggestion that the Navy could escort ships through the Persian Gulf has done little to stem the rise of fertilizer prices caused by the widening Middle East conflict. As of yesterday, vessel traffic in the Strait of Hormuz was still at a standstill. If this continues, it is impossible to know just how bad it gets, StoneX fertilizer analyst John Linville said in a note to reporters yesterday. Four of the seven largest urea producers are affected by the war, including Egypt, which has seen supplies in Israel gas interrupted, according to Linville. It will essentially turn into a market where the highest bidder gets the tons, Linville said. The impacts are not limited to urea. The disruption to natural gas supplies likely to impact ammonia production, Corey Rosenbusch, CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, said in a post to social media. At around 50% of the world's sulfur, major input in phosphate fertilizers, comes through Hormuz, he said. If the disruption persists and farmers struggle to get urea by planting time, demand for other fertilizers could also rise, driving prices higher, Bloomberg Intelligence Alexis Maxwell told AgriPulse yesterday. Freight prices are also up as vessel supplies tighten, even on routes far from the conflict. Analytics from Zinda noted into a statement to reporters yesterday that capacity is down more than 5% from a week ago on routes from Asia to the U.S. West Coast and over 7% from Asia to the East Coast. Just weeks after the Supreme Court felled Trump emergency tariffs, his Plan B is also now facing legal scrutiny. A group of Democratic state attorneys general and two governors filed a lawsuit in the Court of International Trade yesterday challenging the president's new global tariff. The legal authority Trump used, known as Section 122, supposed to be used to address balance of payment issues and protect the dollar stability. Notably, a trade deficit is not a balance of payment deficit, meaning that once again, the president is acting unlawfully. A press release from Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays reads, trade lawyer Ryan Majerus at King and Spalding tells AgriPulse, the argument has legs. This is not what the law was intended for, he said. But he added that like the original IEEPA challenge, the case and any appeals could take more than a year to play out, and a judge is unlikely to suspend the tariffs in the meantime. The recent SCOTUS ruling may make it even harder to get a preliminary injunction to suspend the duties, he said. Several justices in their IEEPA decision specifically noted that Trump had other statutes to impose tariffs, like the Section 122. Kayleigh Buller, who was Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins' chief of staff until mid-February, has officially launched her campaign for New York's 22nd Congressional District. She is seeking to unseat House Ag Committee member and first-term Democrat Representative John Manin in a solid Democrat race, according to the Cook Political Report's most recent rating. Conversations with families, farmers, and small business owners across the region have made clear that central New York needs stronger and more bipartisan representation in Washington, Buller said. She grew up in Auburn, just 30 miles west of Syracuse in the district. New York 22 is home to just over 2,000 farms, according to the 2022 Census of Agriculture. Dairy and livestock sales represent about two-thirds of ag product sale value. The region is also home to apple orchards and a variety of fruit, tree, nut, and berry production. In the announcement, Buller touted her experience as a working mom of three, as well as a food and economic policy expert. She has led both the National Oilseed Processors Association and the Edible Oil Producers Association and served in various policy advisor roles at the USDA during the first Trump administration. She enters the race with the backing of all New York Republican and Conservative Party county and state chairs. In the meantime, back at the USDA, Tate Bennett, the former director of rural policy at the Trump-aligned America First Policy Institute, became Rollins' chief of staff immediately on Buller's departure. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The meat industry is likely to see demand accelerate in coming years due to the new attention on protein that is reflected in the federal government's new MAHA-inspired dietary guidelines. That's the view of Juliana Potts, president and CEO of the Meat Institute. We have the benefit of not just federal government policy, but also influencers, health advocates, folks in the gym, dietitians, Potts says in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. There's just a lot of attention in the role of protein in health, and so I expect this is a paradigm shift. It's going to be a more permanent change, and I believe we will see demand numbers rise over the normal level of increases year over year. Potts also talks about how she sees the administration handling the saturated limit fat that is still in the government's dietary guidelines. Newsmakers available today at AgriPulse.com. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullins, a staunch defender of President Trump's policies, replacing Kristi Noem as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. The Republican started his political career in 2012 as a congressman representing the state's 2nd District in eastern Oklahoma. He became a senator in 2022 when he won a special election to fill retiring Senator James Inhofe's seat. Mullins first ran on the slogan of a rancher, a businessman, not a politician, and has long railed against regulations written by Washington bureaucrats. In an interview with AgriPulse Meet the Lawmaker in 2013, Mullins discussed his upbringing in Oklahoma and why he chose to run for office. It seems like we're constantly having to ask permission from the federal government to run our own company. So I got fed up, he said. I got fed up with the fact that the biggest threat to our way of life is the federal government. Here's today's final word. GT did a tremendous job of shepherding it through, so we're going to be visiting with him, visiting with people in our committee, and seeing if we can do as good a job getting our bill out. But our dynamics are a little bit different than his as far as the makeup of the committee. That's Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas on the House Farm Bill advancing out of committee. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, March 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.